It's good to be here with all of you this morning. Our family drove up to camp yesterday afternoon or evening, and we had a CD in the car of different recordings of camp music throughout 75 years of history, many from right here. I could hear some of them were from the piano, a few were choir songs over by the organ, but a lot of them right here. And if you ever had the chance to have that experience of listening to all those songs, you notice that different ministers have a type of song that they sing. I'm sure the Lord leads us various ways during a meeting, but there's some ministers that have a particular theme that is precious to them, perhaps. And so I played a little game in my mind as we drove. I would listen to the introduction, and I would try to guess who was leading the meeting for that particular song. And you start to get you can start to pick them up. There's some songs that are particular to Williamsburg. I'd hear an introduction, I'd say, oh, that's Phil. Or I'd hear an introduction, say, who would have done that? Oh, sure, that must have been Ernie. And so you can start to pick this up. I don't know that we have a theme this morning. I think we'll just sing a lot. And so if you have your white hymnal, let's begin this morning by singing How Great Thou Art, number 50. And perhaps you'll want to stand as we sing How Great Thou Art.
I hear the rolling thunder.
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful once again for the opportunity to gather together in your name. We're thankful for the promise that we have in your word, that as we gather together, you are faithful to meet with us. So we pray that you would open the eyes of our hearts this morning to see you in a new way, to be lost in wonder, love, and praise at who you are and all that you have done for us. We thank you for sending your Son Jesus into this world to pay the price of our sin at Calvary, so that we might have access into your presence, clothed in his righteousness, his glorious dress. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we pray that by the power and presence of your Holy Spirit this morning, we would be changed as we sit before you. We pray that you would speak to us through your word, that you would be pleased with our offering of worship, that we would leave this place a changed people, because we have let you have your will and way done in our lives this morning. We pray for our fellowship churches, wherever your people gather in this land and around the world. We ask that as your name is lifted high, and as your word goes forth, that souls would be saved, lives would be changed, and that your kingdom here on earth would reflect your kingdom in heaven. We commit ourselves to you now for this morning and ask that you would come. You see the need represented here. We pray that you would come and that you would help us to receive from you grace upon grace upon grace. Amen. You may be seated, but keep this hymn book, hymnal, white songbook in hand, and turn to number 46, please, and we'll continue to worship with Arise, My Soul, Arise.
That's number 63 in those same books. And we'll continue singing with verse 2. No merit of my own, his anger to suppress, my only hope is found in Jesus' righteousness.
Been raised in a religious, well, I wasn't religious, but I grew up in a, went to a school that was religious, and learned about God. Gives me an appreciation for the blessing of knowing God, because learning about God is a lot different than knowing about God. It's one thing to know and to see an image, but it's another thing to find him, to experience him in our lives, to know he's real, to know he's a close friend, one that we can draw life and strength from, peace and happiness, compassion, how he wants to help us, how he wants to be a refuge and strength, a very present help, so far better than just knowing that, could he be real or is he real? Or, but so much, so wonderful. And we read there in Hebrews, for all shall know him. We have this privilege of drawing nigh unto God, and he draws nigh unto us, that we can let him make himself more real and precious each time we draw near to him.
Jesus is passing this way, this way, today. Jesus.
Jesus is passing this way, is passing this way today. Open your heart to
the Lord, O my soul, Lord my God, thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light, with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the wind in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirits, his ministers, a flaming fire. Who laid the foundations of the earth that should not be removed forever. Thou coveredst it with the deep, as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled, at the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, and to the wild quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. And I think of Brother Jack Chow. I think of Brother Matt's comments about our legacy of songs and worship here at camp. And we spent the last 15, 18 months talking a lot about tracing. Not to get into that, I think we have to stop ourselves and put that aside and think about what it would mean if God stopped us and said, how's your spiritual tracing going? How are the fruits of your life going? Young or old? If you had to account, is your life continuing to bear fruit? We are all here because of camp's fruit, undoubtedly. We could all stand here and name songs and pastors and friends that have touched us. So we carry that on. It's our obligation. And thank God we have camp. Forget what's going on in the world. Forget that kind of tracing. Let's pray. Let's read the Psalms. Remember God's greatness and His strength over all of this. We still have a job to do. Our days are numbered. They're numbered differently. But the time we have is for God and for God alone. Bless camp this season. Privilege to be here for 75.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord.
I read a sermon last night. It hasn't quite sunk in yet, but I was reminded of it as you spoke, Brother Eric. It's from the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb in Revelation 15. And this particular, you don't have to look there, but my mind has been in Exodus 15, the Song of Moses, where Moses sings about God's faithfulness and the promises that God has made to his people. And then you get to the other end of the Bible, and you get to the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb. And so in Exodus 15, you have all these promises. Moses is looking forward. And then in Revelation 15, you look back and you say, wow, we've come, now we are gathered around the throne, and all of those promises God has kept. So we have the promises made in Exodus 15, and then we have the certainty of those promises in Revelation 15. And there they sing about how wonderful the Lamb is and all of his mighty deeds. And this particular minister who, he's in my top seven, I would say. And probably my top five non-fellowship. But now if you do the math, I'm going to be in trouble. So let's pretend I obviously didn't think that through. But this particular minister, he said, you are going to be gathered around that throne, and you are going to look to your right, and you're going to say, what is, I never expected that person to be here. And he said, you're going to think, wow, I tried to witness to that person, or that's a person who I prayed for, but my attempts were so weak and so feeble, and yet here they are. And he said, now, why are they there? Well, it's not necessarily because of your weak and feeble attempts. It's because of how wonderful the Lamb is and all of his doings and his greatness. And so as you were talking about the way our light shines, that little passage of his sermon came to mind. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that for what a wonderful Savior we have. I wonder if perhaps it wouldn't, well, I'm sure it would be right for us to pray for this upcoming week. I know that right now in Ridgewood, or in the churches and our fellowship, gatherings are starting, and in Ridgewood, people are still walking in. So in a few minutes, we're going to be praying for camp, and it would be right if we too prayed. Brother George, would you lead us in prayer? I'm not the type of person that calls on people, but I want Brother George to feel at home, and that's something I think Brother Phil might do. So Brother George, would you pray for this camp week and all who will be on the grounds, and for Brother Ken and Brother Keith? Say, minister to us.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, once again for Pilgrim Camp. Thank you for the legacy of all the blessing that you have poured out at this place because of your great love and mercy and kindness. And, Lord, we look forward to this coming week that you would have your way, Lord, that you would gather us, that we would be expecting that you would meet us and that we would open our hearts afresh to you and to receive life, salvation, healing, whatever the need may be.
Yes, Lord.
Encouragement. Lord, lift us, lift us. Lord, help us to look to you. Help us to honor you. Lord, you are the great King, our great Savior. And you're very merciful to us, and you desire to meet with us. And so we just pray that there would be an atmosphere at this coming week, that you would have your way, that you would speak your words through whomever you choose, the ministers, Brother Keith, Brother Kenny, Brother Matt, Lord, whoever you choose, and give us hearing ears and even testimonies and prayers, Lord, that everything would be done for the honor and glory of our great Savior, that your kingdom might come, that your will might be done in us in a greater and mighty way, Lord. Accomplish your will, Lord. We just look to you. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Would you take your hymnal then and turn to number 466? Sing, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Why don't we stand again as we sing? Back home, if we don't stand enough, Aunt Moni catches my eye. She likes to change her position. Maybe you do too.
How he
in the garden, he prayed not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful ends my song shall ever be. Savior's love for me. In pity, angels beheld him and came from the world of light to comfort him in the sorrows he bore for my soul that night. My song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to carry and suffered and died alone. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, oh, wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory, his face I at last shall see. 'Twill be my song through the ages to sing of his love for me. Oh, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Savior's love for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
To him who hath loved us and washed us from sin, unto him be the glory forever. Amen. How helpless and hopeless we sinners would be if he never had loved us to cleanse our sin. Unto him who hath loved us and washed us from sin, unto him be the glory forever. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You may be seated. At home on Sunday morning, we gather together at church. Then on Sunday evening, we have the opportunity to listen to a sermon from the archives. And those, as the months have passed, those are becoming harder and harder to find, at least the ones that are easy to put together. And so every once in a while, I turn to meetings from here at camp. There are a couple that are coming up soon. And the thing with meetings at camp is that sometimes the person speaking will say something and you'll think, oh, they probably didn't want that to live on and on and on. And so I occasionally listen to the sermon, and sometimes there was a sermon with my Uncle Gordon. I sent Valerie a text. I said, do you think that's a story to keep? And she said, no, I'd probably get rid of that story. And so I spliced out that story. Or once in a while, my grandfather will tell a story and you'll think, I'm pretty sure we can still figure out who that person is. and so it's not a bad story, but it's just the kind of thing that you cut. Well, there's an evening coming up on a Sunday when my dad is speaking from this pulpit, and he doesn't say anything bad, and I actually kept it. But he says, there are occasional times when I'll cut something off or he'll sing. I don't know. Sometimes I change things a little bit. I never change the meaning of what he's saying, just sometimes the words that come out. But there was a time when he asked people to read corporately at camp, and he said, I don't understand why this is so difficult for people at camp. And it's because we all sit here with different versions, and some people are louder than others. And I left that there. I thought that was kind of funny. He also, during that meeting, he asked a question of everyone. And I think one person, sometimes you can tell who's in the meeting, one person shared. So he asked it again. And then he said, I'm not sure if we all realize where we've been looking in our Bibles. Maybe you all need to open up. And he had them open up again to where they were in the hopes that there'd be more participation. He was sometimes a little stubborn that way. He would just wait. but I thought maybe it would be good for us to read something together from God's Word, and I figured the easiest way to do that would be to take our hymn books and turn to the back. This is not always the answer. But if you turn to number 3, the back of your hymn books, there is a passage there called The Blood of Christ. And I thought perhaps we would read that together, and then thank you to those who have shared. I hope that you all feel free. It's a really, really nice surprise, at least to me, to see the Reese family, Salantakis family. That brought great joy to my heart. I was spent an afternoon with Aunt Sylvia recently. She knows how to give children a good time. It included my boys in tears because Uncle Jeff kept beating Uncle Matt at ping pong. I was both happy and a little humbled that they cared so much about my poor ping pong skills. anyway, so I heard much about the Reese relatives, but it's nice to see you in person. Anyway, welcome. And enough of that. I could tell about all of you if you would stand again, sorry. And we'll read this passage, The Blood of Christ, together. We'll read all of the verses together. Ready? For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Thank you. You may be seated. Perhaps as we were reading, yet another hymn came to mind. And so we'll sing one more, if you don't mind. Number 457, In Tenderness He Sought Me.
In tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin, and on his shoulders brought me back to his fold again. All angels in his presence sing until the chords of heaven rang.
Hallelujah.